It's taping now.
You want us to be quiet?
We're on.
No, she wants.
Ask them.
Ask them what?
All right. How about the ghost stories? Got a good ghost story?
Ghost story.
Yeah, with the you remember when what's his name used to come to the house? Henry? Not Henry, Kenny Willis.
Oh,
Willis. Tell the ghost stories?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be frightened then?
Yeah. I don't know the ghost story. Yeah.
No, but just before dark, Willis would come, you know, and be all dark, and he'd start telling those stories, and then you'd have to go to bed after it.
We'd be scared shitless.
Oh, you
know. No. It doesn't matter.
Don't
watch your language.
No, that's right, though. We'd be scared shitless. You know, this man would come down and say, we'd be scared, even going to porch, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
But I was telling about the house down there, the haunted house, where the ghost used to go right through the house. Fishers. You know,
when Fishers go around by
Fishers. We used to be scared to go out there. Going to night time, we'd be so scared. Wouldn't we?
I remember her and I used Sweet Lane,
then? Yeah, that was a good one. Our cousin.
Tommy Bugden's
house? Yeah, that's right, our cousin. She used to come down with a broom night time, sweep the lane, sweep the roads, old gravel road then. Then she come out and break anybody's store there and take somebody's suitcase and hide away in another house there. That's what she used to do, huh? That's what she did that time.
Yeah.
That's right. Poor Anne Locke come home frightened dead.
Yes.
George told George and the sweat rolling over and George went on up looking for her, couldn't see her nor this is where she was after breaking anybody's store then. She was in the store then.
Yeah.
She stole the suitcase and carried it up and headed away in anybody's house. Gone a little bit.
That was our cousin,
too. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She's still alive.
Is she?
Damn, yeah. She's good to the boys.
Sure.
Yeah.
She must have lots of money. I wonder
if she likes it. That's yours. She's
yours here. She used to come up lively, not mom, you know.
She'd say lively person.
Yeah,
lively
person.
We used to, I'll tell you what we used to do in the afternoon. She'd be up to our house up on the square, you know, by the church. Yeah?
Up by the haunted house.
And by and by, poor mother said, you got to go down with Aini now. We had to go away down there with that trailer, that's what. And me and my cousin, get her horse. She was supposed to be night
time. She was near the Albert, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Taylor Albert, she was
born. We'd get her horse, and when we get down to the brook up there, you know the bridge we just crossed about?
Yeah.
We'd say, now I need watch, now don't tread in that water. And we'd take her down, then lead her right through the brook. Get her foot down as well. Now put your foot there. And when you put in the dead water, this is where people would keep up in the water, see? Okay, Annie, you're after getting in the water, he'd say. Get her up again, get her across the rock on the road. Yeah, that's what we do report
there. Worth a scene, you know, poor Annie. I remember that.
Buddy, I tell you about that house was haunted, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was old, what's his name? Who's the old fellow, Fisher?
Oh, that house down there, but I'm talking about the one on the square.
Oh, yes, the house up there.
Yeah, what about the one with a bed?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, well, I tell you now, three of us were in bed this night.
Yeah.
Me and your grandmother and me. Your aunt. My sister. And be jeez, we was there going to go to sleep and all at once the bed lifted up and we didn't know a thing for it. That's ours. Three of us were down on the floor. Too scared to move.
You didn't hear anything else? Right. The bed lifted, you didn't hear anything?
No, but that...
No, it lifted up.
It just lifted up.
Yeah.
And you know how a spring you can fit here to go, fit that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somebody got in under the bed, lifted the bed up and fall out.
Same thing, honest to God.
And it was an iron bed, the wooden ones, sometimes they slip off.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But this was iron.
That house was haunted all over, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there were rooms there you weren't allowed in.
Remember we were lying down on the couch one night?
Doors would open.
Come open or folding.
Doors would open yourself.
How old were you then?
God, I was only 11 at the house.
That was after Mom died, wasn't it?
Yeah, you was 9.
I was 9 and Mom
I was
died.
11.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say it was around 12 and 10.
Yeah.
For 10 and 12. Don't talk about scared.
What about pictures?
We're going to get a bit of wood in the porch nighttime. Me and Mert have a good together. Me and Mert was always together. Was Terry,
oh, yes.
Terry would be around, see?
Yeah, she would
already. We grew up there, charring off. And, you know,
yeah.
More so than
Terry.
Yeah.
I used to fight
go home them. Nighttime down there, sure. We'd always go down and what's his name, Billy Charlie?
What about the time we were going down and tripped over the heart? One night we was up to the fair in Hearts Content. They used to have a fair in Hearts Content then. Yeah. You know, agricultural fair. That was in 1938, I'd say. And we were coming down the harbor here, me and Myrtle, another lady and her daughter. And we didn't know a thing, so we tripped in a small white horse in the road, didn't there? No street lights then. Up here on top of the hill.
Up here, just up here.
And the old horse start jumping off, trying to get to her taps like you would, and start clawing the wall and everything. Trying, you know, fighting the dead. We were scared. Yeah. Horses are scared.
Yeah.
There was nowhere for the horse to go over there, and try to get, climb up a wall.
Big wall, big bank.
Fence on the other side, no narrow lanes then, boy.
Yeah,
we went headlong over the horse almost.
And not only that, there was a lot of trees down there, and you couldn't see through, was there?
No, it was.
You couldn't see through them, they're so thick.
No.
And that used to make it so dark, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget that house.
That was
there.
In October.
The other time I was lying in a bed there, and I'm not kidding, like something coming to feel over the top of the bed. I used to always a good hand for covering me. I got down under that clothes, my son. Sweat was rolling on me before that. Now, there's no lights then, there's only an old lamp.
Yeah.
Even if the lamp was up full blast, you couldn't see nobody in it.
No, that's right.
See, Jesus, I was under that clothes, I was scared by it. Sweat just pouring out of me. And something feeling all over the bed. And I'm sure there was no one coming in that room.
No.
That's true, I told that
before. Behind
you.
Yeah. The house was on it.
Did something happen to somebody?
I don't know, sir. I don't know.
You don't know any history of the house?
No.
Of course, mother died there. Uncle Ob, that's the one who owned the house. Uncle Ob Pearson.
My brother, yeah.
Mom's brother.
And how did he die?
I don't know.
He died a young man, but I tell you how
pneumonia.
I tell you how he died. Now the guy used to go around playing
party,
the dances,
party.
Did they? No, I didn't know
that.
It was
the 6th of January, and they down in the lodge, and you know, they used to dance, you know, daily, in the morning, see, Biff?
Yeah.
Playing all night, just sweating all
yeah,
off. Then he went out, he got a cold, and he lived 3 or 4 weeks after that.
He had pneumonia and killed him.
But in the morning it would kill the people then,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's just that how mother died, sure.
There's no such a thing as run to a doctor then, hasn't it?
He
gives you something now with
dying. Well, I remember seeing tablets that she had, and I'm sure they was always beat around with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they were for, you know. That's all they used to get, say something like that.
What about remedies? Say if
you
had a
cold
remedies.
Remember they used to put
yeah.
on your chest
then
you get pneumonia.
Yeah, that would be lintamil poultice, and you'd have to be very careful too that you didn't get a draft. You had to be wrapped up.
Yeah.
You
so
put the poultice on and then you had to wrap all kinds of old clothes.
There
maybe old coats for all I know,
but
you never had them with nobody.
Yeah.
But.
And they was putting mustard. So remember
mustard
Joe had that flowers one time, remember?
And they boil up the old
mustard,
things out of the woods, the old...
remedies, the old-fashioned remedies.
Yeah,
old cherry bark, yeah, they used to boil up cherry bark and dogwood bark and make the stuff for drinking. Then they boiled the juniper if you had trouble.
And kerosene, too.
They boiled the juniper,
kerosene.
Too.
The water glasses.
Yeah, but listen,
they boiled
the juniper if you had trouble with your water.
your
water works, so it's all wrong. You boil the juniper.
Yeah.
Your water works, though.
That's true. That's true, Susan, my dear.
What about
For a remedy for a flu, they'd boil up molasses, butter, vinegar, kerosene oil, pepper, minor lemon.
Yeah.
You boil that up and you drink it while it was hot. On the bed. Hoping to God tomorrow you'll be all right.
What about if you drove a nail up your foot? You take the nail and drive it in the board?
Right on, kid.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
You take the nail and drive it in the board.
That's true, yeah.
9 times?
Yeah, what about if you got a hook in your leg and had to get it cut out with a straight razor? Yeah, that's true.
You suffer the consequences then.
Yeah.
Soft bread
poultice,
then,
for
any
day or two, or you
anything like that, soft bread
poultice,
yeah.
Just boil the bread on stove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Worms? What
did
you
do with the
worms?
Warts?
Yeah.
I don't know, my dear, what
did
they do with the
worms?
Did they?
Oh, yeah, they used to charm them, yeah. Sometimes
they
rub a bit of fat back pork on and give it to the dog to eat.
You go in and put your finger in your mouth and try and get 2 days.
Do they go away then?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, guaranteed. guaranteed to go away.
If you rub fat back on.
No, that was only just a laugh. That's not the real thing. You got to know the real thing, like Mr. Warren. You thought that was the real thing.
But what about the rings?
What about the old man that was the seventh son of the seventh son?
Yeah. Oh yeah, what about him? What could he get it?
Oh, he could cure anything, bro.
There
was a man in there one time, there was a man in Colgar one time, he fell down across his side. Side is first, you know what side is, eh?
Grass, hay.
He fell across the side and he was just about bleeding to death. And the doctor couldn't stop the blood and they brought him back to him and he stopped it just the same as turned off the tap.
How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Just touch it?
No, I thought you had a gift or something. Yeah. I don't know, buddy.
Seven sons.
And he would cure eczema. Yeah. People would come from all over.
Lucy used to go to him.
People would come from all over the island and he cured eczema.
And the woman lives next door to us in Foxtrap, you know, Sandra Fagan lives there in Dawson.
Yeah,
she was over.
Yeah. And if you stole something from him, you'd bring it back. Or you'd suffer.
Yeah, really?
Yes, because he had snares in the woods one time for rabbits, and a fella, you know, this guy brought a fat head and he lost a rabbit. And he brought that rabbit back before that night was in. So a rabbit, in that day meant a lot. I mean, you know, it's good for your dinner tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know of any other cases of Charlie that he helped?
No, well, he cured eczema. He cured warts.
Toothache
was just the same as pulling the tooth with him.
And like Tara said, he could put a worm on his hand.
And he could put a worm on his hand, a live worm, and would die stiff on his hand. That's true, that's what they say. But and I know, I mean, they cured the people of eczema. The jaws would come up.
Lucy.
From Windsor.
Yeah.
And he cured her.
Yeah.
He never used to charge, Donnie. He never charged, Donnie. It was up to you.
How about could he move stuff? Like some people get special powers, they can move stuff with their eyes. Like they think about their moves.
I wasn't uncle if you put one like that too.
Yeah.
How long ago did you carry him? Long time, isn't it?
Oh, we did it 12 years.
12 years.
Oh, Uncle Lukey Pittman, I remember the time Carrie was making a boat for you and she drove the knife down through her foot.
And through her foot, yeah.
Uncle Lukey Pittman, the cure death.
I guess, well, you get them kind of people in every community.
Yeah.
I'd say you got them in every community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
Yeah, go on.
Go on. What are you going to answer?
No.
Oh, I was going to ask you about this out the road, about the treasure. What did you hear about that?
No, what I've heard that there's supposed to be buried treasure down on Bloody Pint.
Yeah,
they call it Bloody Pint.
Everybody coming in there looking.
And
my father,
now he's an old man, maybe 90 now, 95 years alive, and he dug for it one time. Him and Mr. Fisher, next door neighbor, and they dug for it, and they dug a hole, and it was down a nice way, but the water, they got up now to take a spill, you know? And when they looked out in that little gush, you see a big sheet over the water, like a big sheet on the water?
Like a sail?
Like a sheet on the water, a big sheet. Everything was white. So they come in and got a boat to go and check, see what it was, and when they get there, there's nothing there. When they come back to that hole that they got up, it was right full of water.
I heard about this defense mechanism against it, like this guy, he buried treasure and he had this hooked up so that water would fill up the hole.
Yeah, well, water filled the hole in that case. I don't know.
That one was used for the well, actually.
Yeah, sure, yeah. That's the same hole that was used for what they call the gush well.
Yeah.
And when they come up to take a spell, he deep that well. And when they come up to take a spell, they discovered this on the, like a sheet over the cove, little cove there, little gush.
Yeah, you know where they showed you that.
I just catch lobsters there.
Yeah.
And they come in and got a boat and went out, small boat, and went out to investigate. And when they come back, the hole was full of water. There was no water when they left to go out. So that was funny, wasn't it?
It was far away. It was up on a hill.
Yeah, yeah.
It was full of water.
That's right. Yeah, it was on a hill. It was on a hill.
Right alongside the road when we used to live there then.
Yeah. People say there's ghosts out there. When we used to be ghosts.
Yeah, well, there's graves all around there. Yeah. I mean, there's graves there in our garden.
Yeah.
And look, Charlie, you were saying there's some, or somebody was saying they're talking about buried treasure up here.
Yeah. They used to say that they would kill a person, bury the treasure and kill a person and put it there. Buried. You go digging, see, the ghost of that person would, you know, if something happened that you would never get to it. Like,
oh,
yeah. I don't know, that was true.
That was protection.
Yep. Yeah. Let's try for another one. I'm getting tired now of the town of ghosts. Scared, like.
Oh, well, change
but you know about another thing?
What?
We used to drink out of a well there. You didn't know this, did you? You know where we hot up the water of the well? Just inside that fence there, there were graves. There's 6 feet from the well, Bob.
By our old house.
Yep.
And that was good water, wasn't it?
His water's so healthy, yeah.
I'm not kidding, Bob. It was only since I started cutting Buddy's land with a saw, cutting the land for the hay for the horse. I would hit those small rocks, you know. So I asked the guy and he said, all the graves along there, it was on a level part there. Just by the trailer there. No part from there to the wall from our house. Inside of a fence.
Yeah.
And he told me he had up piles of those rocks for headstone and footstone. Yeah.
Well, they're leaving headstones just up farther than that, you know.
Oh yeah, there's a dozen on there, yeah. There's some even there, mate. I cut the hay every year.
There's some in there across from where Mr. Jack Smith used to live, you know, where Jack Smith used to live in Cole.
Yeah.
Some in the garden in there, there's two or three headstones.
Yeah. But there was a battle fought on Bloody Point one.
Definitely say by French. They say years ago now, I don't know, they say there was always red in the rocks.
Yeah, they said there was a blood.
I don't know, that's true, they don't know.
Interesting to find out. Where could you find one?
Archives,
maybe.
Maybe, yeah, something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what else?
What about fishing? What about the one that got away?
Oh, my God.
Got a bad story about that?
What about the tuna I got? I got a tuna one time.
Got a tuna?
Yes, sir. 7 pounds.
Did you?
That's right, didn't I?
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie, is that?
No, that's right.
I go out this evening, I had a trawl out there by Jane's Head, ladies, you know, the other ladies inside. And it was calm evening, I baited my trawl and I goes out next morning, and there's a guy, a friend of mine next door there, and he was there. I was looking everywhere and I said, did you see my trawl? He said, no. Bob, I had five Johnson five, that wasn't very much power, and she was only going on half. Mm-hmm. But one cylinder was no good on it. And I searched everywhere. And I went down to Turks Cove. You know, we passed through Turks Cove just now. Mm-hmm. A mile below that. Mm-hmm. By and by I saw my boys in the way of the land. So I said, I'll go and check now. Where it goes into my boy, rubber boy. So Bob, I cut it hard. I couldn't understand. I cut it hard and I started pulling it in. I pulled in. By and by I get to wait. This is my trawl, anchors, the thing, tuna, all come together. And honest to God, I pulled that up. I pulled it up, I got to the side of the boat, and I used to haul up a few little pieces, and I hold it. Tread on the rope and hold it, and then I haul it again. And I happened to look over, by and by, trawl, so much of the old tangled up trawl came in, and by and by, I looked over like that, and when I did, big old tail came right up along in my face and frightened the shit out of me. That's honest. I couldn't think what it was, and that was same length of the boat, around 18 feet. Yes. So I got it hold then, and the motor was only working half speed, so I got it hold. Pulled it in all everything, in anchors, cables, and everything. Then I put a rope on the tail of the tuna. Pulled the tail, it all did, and I pulled the tail in over the stern of the boat and I tied it. I set the mortar going and the wind was down, nice breeze of wind. Took some while for me to get up before I started coming in there.
It must have been.
Now, she was only doing 2.5, see? Yeah. And I was towing this old tuna. And I came in and We put it ashore on the beach there by the store, and that was on a, that was, I'll tell you when that was, now that was in Labor Day weekend of 1969. Well, Harold died in 70. Mm-hmm. Well, Harold Pierce was going fishing with me the next day, but he died in 70, so she had been here for,
yeah.
And you know, the head weighed 100 pounds. That's all, that's what the head was. And I was just after coming home from the hospital up in the, that was 67. Oh,
67,
67,
you had accident.
That was 67. Yeah, well, this was 69. 2 years later, and I was not feeling too well then, because I was all broke up. But mm-hmm. So we got up on a guy's wharf and hooked a scale onto a spring balance onto a, onto the head, and we lifted up, and there were seven of us on the wharf lifting up.
Mm-hmm.
Broke, the wharf broke away, and all of us.
The
whole works were laid down on the beach, down about the old blubber and tuna and everything. You should see it, that guy just in good clothes, I like you are now.
Labor Day weekend.
Fellas did from St. John. Wayne was there. Wayne was going to university then.
Yeah,
Wayne
was going to university
of Labor Day weekend. Poor Rick Pierce, eh? Well, yeah. And I all broke up. I thought I had myself ruined after trying to watch myself from doing anything. And we all got up and shook ourselves down there amongst that old blubber and tuna and blood and fat and everything, you know. Bob, I'm not kidding, buddy.
She went to head
sure
off over the door over here for a long time.
I got tail over
there
now.
Tail, what's her head?
Tail? Oh, geez, right. Never had a head, man.
Tail over.
100-pound head hanging off.
No.
We're not a pirate. No, but the tail, I got tail over in the stage there.
What do you want?
And the next day, they lugged it all away that day to eat. Oh, yeah. Bill Hunt, the fellow at the welfare center, he went off with 80 pounds, not even a bone, and took the prime cuts. And when I came in that morning, as soon as I cut to the wire, if I let go of the line, he went down on the bottom, see?
Oh.
So the man died the winter, he came down on the wire, and I said, what do you call that? He looked at it, he said, boy, I'd say that's a tuna. So Bob, when we hauled in, that's why it was a tuna. Boy, that was big. And when we weighed the head, it was 100 pounds, and they figured out that was around 700 pound tuna. I pulled all that up by hand myself.
Yeah.
And grapples, maybe 100 pound tuna of grapples, and trawl, and old stuff tangled up on the trawl, like flounder, or maybe the odd trout fish or something. You get on that evening, see, and dragged everything away.
Yeah.
And he drowned. He drowned out there.
Yeah.
And the next day, no, that day after he took all the stuff, I went down to the beach and I got maybe 5 or 10 pounds of fine stuff. I chopped it up and I baited up a chaw and I put it there. Me and my cousin were going fishing the next day. And I baited up the chaw on this tuna,
mm-hmm.
and we put it out in the bay and went out the next day and hauled it, and we had 36 fish. And that was the only part of the chaw at the bottom, there was too much tide. And where the trawl got to the bottom, in the center, right in the middle, we got 36 fish. So tuna must have been good,
good
bait.
For bait.
Yeah.
And we did use more after that and never got fish on. That's funny with that, wasn't
it?
Yeah, so that's the story on the tuna, buddy, I guarantee you.
That was a big one that didn't get away.
No, he never got away, but I've got big fish too. I've got fish 75 pound, and I made it, catfish.
Yeah,
they couldn't lift them up. We got pictures there.
Yeah.
I got one the other year, 75 pound or 80 pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's enough for me to lift up. Try to lift up and get up off the, they can get a heat on it. Around 80 pound.
You had any fishing accidents?
How old are you? How heavy are you, around 80?
Yeah.
88? Oh well, this fish was 80 pounds.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's a lot of fish then. Here's a big fish and you split it open and try to eat the bone of it.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be one of me
if you have. Oh yeah, pretty close though. The head would be. Yeah. So anyhow, that's the story on that big one. He never got away.
No,
there was a lot got away. Yeah. And I've been at salmon.
Lobster?
Lobsters. We got a lobster one time, big lobster, he around five or ten pounds. He never had neither claw. We used to call him the bullnoser. Just like a bullnoser. Big old thing with neither claw. Bullnoser.
I remember father got one.
Did he have
one claw? No, neither. Two of his claws were torn off. Old lobster.
Maybe he pulled off both of them.
Maybe
lobsters pull off the claws if they get damaged.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh yeah, well that could happen there, yeah.
The
he was big, Bob. He was the bigger round of that and so long. And he looked some funny with neither claw, only his legs were crawling. And the old thing, like you said, that antenna.
They had a special thing, their blood stops. If they get damaged, they can rip their joints out, like their claws out, and they won't bleed to death.
No?
And it grows back, right? It grows back.
Yeah, they grow back more claws. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that myself.
Some
little claws grow a lot. Big claw,
yeah,
a little small one
there. You've got starfish
into
them when they
grow out. Yeah, we had to dissect those.
Fishermen were trying to make away with starfish one time, and what they were doing, they were taking them, when they were taking them over the boat, they were chopping them in half and throwing them back in the water. Actually, what they were doing was taking one starfish and making two.
Yeah.
So what they were trying to do was get rid of them, but actually they were helping them with the process.
Yeah, it depends where you cut it too. If you cut it with part of the center, it'll grow back. If you cut off an arm, I don't think a whole surface will
grow. Well,
they cut
it in half, so.
Yeah, so they ended up with
Yeah.
Uncle Charlie, didn't you have a problem one time when you went out alone where the boat caught a fire?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a few years ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah, probably that time.
I went to my pots, eh?
Yeah,
I had some pots right from here, it's condensing. I pulled the pots. I didn't have any ironing shoes. I didn't intend to go lobster, it was just right.
I didn't know where he was.
But they didn't know where all that. So I went out and pulled my pots around the back side because not in the other cove. Now I said, I'll go up to Hearts Condent. Now I'm almost Hearts Condent. So I'll go up there and I pulled my pots up there. And I came down again. Now I was supposed to go down on the other side of the harbour there. And when we got going down across the bud, maybe a quarter of a mile from the land, I'd say. She stopped for gas. So I put the gas in her. And put the gas in her, I must have weighed some over the hot engine. And when I tried the engine then to get her going, I couldn't get her going. You know, she was too hot. She was actually going a long time, see, old gas engine. And I sit down like this, you know, like this now, sitting down wondering. So by and by I took the wire off from the battery and just tried to drop a gas in the primer cup, you know. And that's so, you know, just to see if there's any fire. I didn't know a thing, but it knocked me right back on the gangboard. Burned all my face and I had a cap on my head. Tell you what I had on for a cap, I had on the linings of people wear it on the job. And when I end up, there was just a rim wrapped around my head. That's true, wasn't it?
Yes.
And buddy, I tell you what, I got off my coat. I put the coat over, tried to smother the fire, and that got a fire, and I couldn't get that off. I grabbed me rubber pants, and I rubbed that up and hold them in the water, and put that over, and that never stopped it. I bailed water, I had the boat half full of water and still she was going sky high. And the gas tank was the soldering on the top of the gas tank melted and never blew up. And I put the paddles out and I rode from here across the Fridge Mill.
You know, you're lucky to have your paddles aboard.
I only put the paddles aboard the day before that. I had my company from Toronto and these going out, I said, I put that up for
you. And your oar burned off too,
didn't you? The oar burned off alongside of me. Boat all apart, burned the bulk engines out of her, burned the pump out of her. Put in my boat, someone else's boat. I was expecting any of her for a hole and be burned in her side. And Bob, I made it to the rocks.
And just lucky.
I jumped ashore and I say, if I'd been another 2 minutes, I'd she would have went back. Oh, the plank was almost burned off.
Go on.
Oar burned off. House burned off. Bulk didn't burn out of it.
Yeah. And you were coming ashore like that?
I was rowing. That way, but like I had to hand it land, I had to row for them.
Yeah.
And the gas tank, if the gas tank
swim?
Exploded, you wouldn't.
What? And
you
couldn't swim?
Oh, no.
No, I couldn't swim.
You never made it.
Couldn't make stroke.
No.
I couldn't swim. And so I got ashore on the rocks. I hove the grapple. I tightened onto the boat, hollering tight. I tightened on and I jumped ashore on the rocks. And I took a big bucket, one of them big beef buckets. And you know, water to me knee when I got that fire in. Banging waters, that gas fire is worse than the water.
Yeah.
Lawnmower caught on fire that time.
Mm. Oh, gee, boy, I tell you that I was a lucky man that time.
Yeah.
I bailed the boat out now. I started rolling for home. Now I was all burned.
What a mess he was in when he come here.
So when I come in, come to the wharf, a long time, I rolled my own half. I rolled for my own half.
Go on.
Of course I did. So I rolled in, wired deck, someone else bought, someone else mortar, and everything else. So come to the wharf, made you on the front door, she said, all right, what you had? Dinner time is over and all the next. She said, where you at? I said, let me pass, I burned myself. So anyhow, she started giving me a little bit of shit, you know. And next thing I know, Bob, I come up.
You didn't see him?
No, I didn't know what he was like until he came up.
She didn't know.
So,
Graham then, the Graham come down on the wharf, he said, boy, come on, I run you to the doctor, come on. You should go to the doctor. I wouldn't go, no, I don't go to doctors. So anyway, Wayne came from where? St. John there was there on holidays?
I don't know where he was.
I believe
anyway.
He was there in up Augusta. So Wayne, that's my stepson, he took me and he carried me to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be 2 weeks there, but they going on the water.
Wouldn't let him go to the door because it was in the summer,
flies.
Flies.
Yeah.
The doctor told
me
flies could infect it.
Yeah. Fried flies eat them.
The old flies pitch on it and infect it.
And so anyhow, he gave me some old stuff, polysporin or something.
And screwed it up.
All my face burned, no eyelash, no money. Nose burned, eyes burned. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor and he said, stay in there, stay out of the water. He said, stay in ice for 2 weeks and don't go in the water for a while. I got up 3 or 4 mornings later and went on, you know, there was nothing.
His face was getting better, didn't it?
No, but maybe that was only 3 or 4 days. I wouldn't want to stay in with lobster pots in the water.
Yeah.
So I went on out on the water. Yeah. Never left a mark.
No.
Oh, didn't
no,
I
never left a mark, no scars.
And when I went to take my cap off, I took off with a bang. Put it right around the ear.
Is
there
an open case when
they
come here?
The
wonder
didn't
burn
the hair off
top of
your head.
Never burn hair off, did
cap burns,
so
you didn't
have
the
cap
on. Mm-hmm.
I thought
you'd
line the old cap, I
know. Yeah, I know what they're
I,
like.
Don't know what I'd grab.
Well, Charlie, you haven't got any shortage of hair on top of your head.
No,
no,
it's
no.
Got to be early
hair,
you
can't
tear hair.
I can't tear hair. I'd go there and knock a hair out of it.
If your turn gray, see, you don't lose it.
No.
See, when with your ear, you don't turn gray, you lose your ear. Whatever never happens sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
So how many years have you been fishing?
Maybe all together. I fished when I was a kid, but I was 8 or 10, 11 or 12 years old. Maybe ever since that, in the years I did fish, maybe 35. I've been fishing ever since 60,
yeah.
By myself, you know, just 28,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, around 30 or 35 years, I'd say. Salmon, herring,
why
lobster,
did you take up fishing?
Cod fish.
Your father did it, or?
That's the right answer, yeah, I guess so.
Your father did.
And you loved it. My father never did a big lot of fishing, he didn't like it.
Yeah. Sure, he was in Buckingham
Spur
until...
High school with an old man one time.
He likes fishing, Charlie, I
mean. When he go to work and want to use the toilet, he used to use the old boiler for the toilet.
Big pot.
Pour it over the side, wash out the cup, wash out the boiler and cook fish in it. And I was always one to get seasick. So when I see him, I see what he was going at. So when I see him, I... Uncle Dickie, boy, not much of a hand today, I'm half sick. Seasick. I said, I don't think I want to eat that fish today. I don't think I want any of that today.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, boy, nothing wrong with this, he's saying. So he's cooking, he'll do it on the old gangboards. Had amongst the old squid, cake and anything at all. Pick it out and eat away the fish. That's honest. Yeah.
They were all healthy old people, eh?
They all lived to be the oldest kind.
Yeah.
So we never eat enough of that stuff, I suppose.
You got losing memory for a man, lost your memory after.
Yeah. Then I fished with Uncle. Did I fish with another old man?
It climbed up after a while.
3 weeks with another old man? And I used to have to come up here then wait for him over here, so I'd be up every morning waiting. But this morning I got mad. I went up to his house and called him. He told me never call him again. He said, don't call your skipper. He said, always don't call your skipper. You're mad. So we went out that day and he never spoke to me for all day. He was too mad, see, because I had to call him. So he didn't want to be lured down an hole.
See? Yeah,
you learned your lesson there.
Who was that?
Uncle Will Matthews.
Oh, yes, Uncle Will Matthews, yes.
Good man to deal with. Laugh the ass that you're strong. No, that's what you're strong.
Oh,
laugh
yeah,
the
I
ass.
Remember him calling that. Laugh the ass, yeah.
You used to work on a store there, saying you used to draw off the molasses for the people. So one fella come one time and he would tell you a story behind it. Now, he tells me that the man was United. He was Anglican. Yeah. And he was going to turn United. So he'd given a piss pot full of molasses for turning to his religion. That's a story. Yeah. He's trying to laugh the ass.
He didn't return, sure.
No, right? So he didn't turn
to
that.
He didn't
return,
sure. Uncle Will
Matthews. No, but this Uncle Bill Burridge or someone. Mm-hmm. He demanded turns, eh?
Oh, Bill Burry,
yeah. He was hanging turn United,
huh?
Right.
Oh, oh, man, then you're all gone
now.
Yeah.
So, roughly, when does the fishing year start?
The fishing year started at the present time. Started now.
Just
start starts off with the herring first. Then there's this codfish and turbot and flounder and things
lobster
like that.
Lobster starts in April, doesn't it?
And then lobster and herring starts at the same time. Then the codfish and turbot and then. Then salmon. Then the codfish right through to December.
Yeah. And I can have a lobster license out. Fish all that now,
a year
ago you didn't.
No.
Yeah, that's right. You got, I tell you, it costs you $30 to have for every license.
Uh-huh.
Caping, $30. You want fish, codfish is $30, salmon is $30, lobster is $30, caping is $30, yeah. Herring is
$30. Before you didn't have the
driver's
license, you go and
fish
what you want.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything was free one time.
I remember buying salmon up to Mr.
Goodwives?
Warren, Tom
Warren, yeah.
Granny, yeah. 10 cents a pound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They used to get 8 cents a pound for the ghost stories in them years. Mm. But they sell it to the people for 10.
Yeah, 10 cents
a pound. The ghost story would take a lot off them, but usually half boatloads. I got quite a few salmon in my day, though.
Yes.
I went up one day and I had one net. I got 32 salmon. You stuck in everywhere. I knew when I went around the point that there were salmon and all gulls everywhere.
Yeah.
You see gulls that are on your net or something there, so.
Yeah.
And we picked 32, I picked 18 salmon out of a little hook, five pound hook on my net. Took them aboard, me and my stepson, and we set the mortar going and went on our snit, some to me cousin on our snit. Came on up, went in there, spent, sold them, come on home again, kept a few for myself. Yeah. But I was nothing left. I was all. Nah, I thought I go out there and you get 100 and 150.
Oh,
not them years. 2 years before that.
Yeah.
Get 100, get their small boat, get them at your brim pool. A lot of salmon. You look down the boat, you wouldn't be looking at that. You'd be looking at a full boat of salmon.
Full boat of salmon.
Yeah. I fished down in Cook's Harbor a couple of years, down the Straits. Down in Cape Nairn, we used to get 100 salmon when we haul our cod traps. We used to only feed them to their dogs.
Yeah. What'd you go down in the schooner, did you?
Yeah. No, went to Carbonair, go down on Northern Ranger.
Oh, yeah, I thought you went down the lower.
No, that was in 44 and 45.
And they'd get in the cod traps with the
dogs? Yeah, no cod at all, all salmon.
All salmon?
Oh, man, they're mad.
Yeah?
Sometimes we'd take them to town and let them go right over. Big old salmon, 1,000 salmon, eh? We used to have salmon for breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Cool.
I was fed up with salmon. Oh, gee, if I come in the morning, you, you wouldn't eat before you go. You get up just as daylight, and you go on all three traps. Then you come in, then you come up to the house then. And we had a guy with us from here, Harry Bryant, a bit of a dummy guy. He was a laugh. Get a kite, you say. Get a kite, you say. No fish, you know, fuck it, oh, salad. Oh, salad, you say, like that, you know. And he they had a girl, you know, Stella Pittman from Cook's Army. She was one of 10 novices, like, you know.
Cook.
She wouldn't cook. She would bring it into our, we'd eat off there, the man and woman. And she was always picking her nose. So then we have soup or beans or something. And she'd pick her nose, didn't you take, pick her nose, didn't you take a plate out like that? Now Harry used to see it. And when she'd come, when she'd come in, she'd have her palm or something in the soup or in the plate. She a kite, he said, you picking a nose. So you picking a nose, you got the finger in the soup. And then he called in the old woman, Adley. He come in, that's the woman on the house, eh? That Stella, she picking a nose, eh? So it's all three procedures. But she, that's what she used to do, though. Always picking her nose. Wasn't very tidy looking. We used to have to go up in the morning and call her. We all slipped upstairs, everybody. So this morning, the old man was telling me or someone else, go up and call Stella. Go up, and the petition never went right up. It was around 8-foot ceiling, but they went up around 6.5. You know, but all the rest was open, just as horses. You know? I go up, knock the door, Stella! All right, you gotta get up. Old man says, get up. She wouldn't get up. We jump out. We jump on her then. We jump out. We haul out. We looking over. She never slept in the bed yet. Sleeping on the floor. Just honest to God, she slept on the floor. So by and by, I tell Harry to come down. I say, you won't get up. I bite, get it, kite, she'll get up when I go up. So Harry go up. Harry go up and go right on in over. That's true, she never slept in a bed, but I don't know why she never slept in the bed there. And Harry started taking her out after that. Harry Nightblind. Nightblind, wasn't it?
Remember you used to Bill fish with you, you was getting down the boat?
Yeah, I had his brother fishing one time and you had to lower him down there by the wire, lower him down, put a rope around, get him down. Go outside on the ground, jig our squid.
He was dumb too,
see? And we'd anchor, see, and jig the squid. And he'd say, I said, all right, jig a squid now, Bill. He said, okay, so I try for fish. We wouldn't be nowhere off for fish. He'd be jigging away, he wouldn't be there if he's a little thunk, I said. Yeah. By and by, I strike the squid, so he didn't know what I was going on, but he was deaf and blind, eh? But by and by, the squid is shitting his head, squirting his head. Get a kite, Charlie Warren, he said, you hate water in my face for. So he said, I don't hate water in your face, I ain't getting a squid, I'm getting a bait for our trawl. He said, you hate water in my face, and I ain't not going to feature you. And he go along. I'm mad now, he's in the dark, see? The hour after that before I get late. Yeah. I love to have a laugh.
You had to put
a
rope around
it. I used to do that. Yeah.
He couldn't see.
And Bob.
He thought it was Norwegian jigger.
Yeah, Norwegian. Yeah. And, Harry used to go with this old Stella after a while. He used to go over. And we'd have to go up in the bay, then bring out the wood. Oh man, they cut your wood up in the bay. See, up to Pistlet Bay, you guys go up to Cook's Arm. Then we'd have to come on and go up to Cook's Arm, way up in the bay, get wood. Summer. And we carry up a dory, and we hauled down 9 dory loads to put on the big boat. It was a big motorboat, open boat. And there we come down one time to a rough with a heavy load on, and the old man, he didn't eat nothing, so he was old man, he was used to it. Harry said, get a kite, old man, you lose me, said my mom mad. He told him, he told him talk like that. Get a kite, he said, you lose me, he said, my ma mad. But we couldn't go out that night. We had staying cook service, eh?
Oh.
That was only an hour and a half across the hill. No roads. Just old trails over the hills. All dog teams in the middle of the summer. Oh, you didn't want to take all six person or anyone out to the boat to take out the cement thing. Over the hills on old Comitec. He had his old mother there. She was an old lady, maybe 85 or 90. And she was old. She was upstairs. We didn't see her much. So now this time they were going to bring her down there. They wanted to bring her downstairs, whatever, in the old living room downstairs. So he asked me and another guy, George Grant, he's blonde hair, he asked me and him to go up and get her, bring her down. So I got up between their legs. No, that's right. He got under her shoulders. They just stand out over there hauling you, and I'm up between their legs. They just hauling her up. She always used to put on a hair knit, just like a baby got one in there now. Which is going to bait and anything, just big meat.
Yeah.
And when we were going downstairs with her, to old Martin, we didn't have a house. No. George had her keep her up, see her shoulders up, when I'm going downstairs, they just back down up to the lake. I said, look, I'm looking at George now, I said, look, well, we'll have a water hog, okay? This is what you say when you hog pet. I love we're going to have a water hog. She had to knit all there across her face for all of them. And with that, I dropped her. Honest to God, halfway downstairs, I dropped her. But never went no far, I just dropped her.
Yeah.
I thought they'd laugh. And dropped her.
The rest
of the fun. That was a lot of laughs down there. Rob, every night, parties.
Go on.
Honest to God, every weekend and every night in the week.
Go on.
They used to go out and take away the old, get the ice under the sheep manure, make their own ice cream.
Go on.
Have their own homebrew beer, have a dance in every house there. That's right.
Ice under the sheep manure.
Huh? Oh yeah, I mean the old sheep manure. You're down on the tip of the Newfoundland, so you're down there at Cape Nor, right up on that tip.
Yeah, right up on that.
So you knew you turned.